Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today, I'm going to talk about contemplation and introspection. This is in conjunction with a mental strength tip number 6 on the blog. You can just do a search for introspection and that will come up. Before I begin, I want to read a quote by Jean Arp. And Jean says, "Soon silence will have passed into legend. Man has turned his back on silence. Day after day, he invents machines and devices that increase noise and distract humanity from the essence of life, contemplation, meditation." And how true is that? We have gotten to a world of multitasking, of Blackberries, Crackberries, iPods, music, talk, radio, internet radio, podcasts, and we have gotten to a point where we distract ourselves so much that we don't allow time for contemplation and introspection. And the definition introspection comes from Latin, on the inside, within, to the inside. Contemplation also is very similar to that, although it may have a more religious contents. But the point is to go inside, not necessarily meditation, although meditation is inside. I like to look at introspection and contemplation as taking an idea, a thought, and reflecting on it, contemplating on that idea, on how it affects your life and how it can affect your life. We have this, right, the unconscious is part of what's within. Our conscious is without. So our conscious mind reacts very quickly. Somebody says something, we say this. We think we have the answers. We have to know. We feel we have to be able to answer immediately. We're done this way from work, from sports, from everything. We have to be able to give an answer correctly, or at least quickly. And we as society don't allow others that time to contemplate. I also did a blog on this about asking powerful questions, which the powerful questions, you can tell when you have one, when that person is just in silence. They have to contemplate and go inside to get that answer. If you're asking questions that come from the top of the head, that's really not a powerful question. And the powerful question can be asked of yourself as well. And contemplation is becoming a lost art, and introspection. And one example, I think last week, or I know last week we talked about some of these laws of mental strength and talked about my thoughts are real forces. Well, have you stopped and thought about that? I mean, really contemplated that for a significant period of time. And that might be 5 minutes, because if you tested yourself and tried to find one subject and contemplated on it, most likely it would only be able to be held for about 30 seconds before another thought comes in. So this is a mental strength exercise that you can practice while you're driving, while you're sitting at home. Instead of watching the TV, sit down and just start timing yourself and start thinking about an idea or a thought or any other powerful part. This is in a sense which what vision quests are. It's where you sit still for 4 days with no water and no food, and you don't move. And the movement can distract you. So when you come back to center and start introspection, contemplation on what your life should be, crying for vision, these things come up. So anyway, we'll go back to this. My thoughts are real forces. If you sat and contemplated what that would mean to you in your life, really sat there, contemplated, my thoughts are real forces. Force move things. They create things. What can I create? What am I creating? And start asking yourself these questions as you contemplate how it can ripple out like a pebble in a pond, and how this thoughts are real forces can affect your life, not only in the future, but the past. Yes, your thoughts can affect the past. But the point here is the contemplation is to really sit with a subject, with a topic. And it's just one small topic. Not, I would advise not doing something like, how can I develop world peace? But perhaps, what can I do more peacefully for myself? And contemplate that. Another great question is, if you see something that you or want to achieve something, instead of saying, I can't do it, or I ask yourself, how can I do this? And sit and be quiet. And contemplate on how can I do this? How can I do this? And start coming up with, and don't write when you're doing this. Just sit and contemplate and watch the ideas start flooding through you on how can I do this? How can I build this business? How can I attract the person for me in my life and relationships? How can I? And your unconscious will start to give you pictures because it talks to you in pictures. And then your conscious may translate those pictures for you into words. You may hear voices. But sit and just observe all that comes up in this contemplation and introspection time. And you will find that you have so much power within, so many answers to questions within, that you will be your best guide. You will be your best mentor. You will be your best coaching. And this is what coaching is. It's to get the person to contemplate on the spot, if you will. When people are stuck and they come to me to become unstuck, I work with them. We start dancing around the conscious stuff. Oh, this isn't working for me. How come I'm not doing this? And then as we go, we get deeper and deeper and deeper. And many of my coaching sessions are spent in silence because I ask the person a question and I ask them to hang on to that question and contemplate it on there with me. And you may say, well, why wouldn't they just go off on their own? When you have somebody there waiting for an answer and supporting you and holding that space, you as the coachee feels comfortable and feels safe in taking as much time as you need to contemplate that. And again, these things don't take hours. It can take 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, but I let the person sit and contemplate, and then they'll say something. Something will come to them, and it'll be an aha, and we'll dig deeper into that. So you can do this yourself. If you're having challenges with it, please contact me. This is what coaching is about, or contact a coach, somebody, to help you get into that contemplative introspection, reflection, if you will, about what's going on in your life, where your challenges are, what your purpose is. This is a perfect example of a great way to sit with contemplation, is what is your purpose? And you just keep asking yourself, what is my purpose in life? And you sit and be quiet. You don't start making a laundry list like, oh, my purpose is to be a mom, it's supposed to be a dad, it's supposed to be a husband, it's supposed to be a wife. No, sit there and force yourself to go deeper, 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 deeper. And this can only be done by contemplation, and it'll be amazing how wonderful it feels to sit there and focus on one thought, one idea for 5 minutes. Yes, it's going to take you a while to work up to it, but because you want to stay with that same thought, what will happen is we'll say, oh, what's my purpose? Well, maybe my purpose is to help people. Well, I like people. Oh, I saw this nice person the other day at the grocery store. And so you can see how the thoughts can start to lead away from the intention of the contemplation. But when you sit there and just notice it, if it kind of gets away from you, and bring it back going, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Or how can I do whatever you want to do? Keep asking yourself these things. And I really, really, really encourage you to make this a daily practice. We're only talking about 5 minutes. This is different than meditation, where you sit in silence and concentrate on your breathing or just stilling your mind. This is totally different. This is going deep into your unconscious to establish a rapport with it, to find an answer to something, to find a direction, to find a way. So you're actually wanting some thoughts to come up, as opposed to meditation where you want the thoughts not to come up. But the difference here is in this contemplation, you watch the thought and you observe them coming up and you don't grab onto them so they'll take you on a red herring or down a rabbit hole. You want to stay with an intention on. So you put blinders on, you go, what is my purpose? And you sit and think, what is my purpose? And it's that silence. The silence gives us the answers. When we have music playing in the background, now there are some benefits to using brainwave technology or brain sync technology, which I offer on my site, because it entrains the brain to get to a certain level. When we are such in a beta level, which we are when we're awake, it's very hard to get tap into the unconscious. This is why when you're quiet, your brain waves start to come down to an alpha level, and then the alpha level will allow you to tap into your unconscious a little bit more easily. So there are some sounds or music that will help still your mind and get it to the alpha, the theta, the delta, where you can really tap into it. The music, though, would be without words. Words will bring you right back to the beta. So if you see something on my site that you like, great. If not, then I would suggest contemplating without anything for a while to get used to it. And you are going to experience a transformation in your life if you just do this for 5 minutes every single day. And this is part about programming your mind and about taking control, taking empowerment, being personally responsible for your thoughts and your creation. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.